Hey guys, welcome back to the Anime and Tanya Joy show. We have a really awesome show for you today. It's something we've never done before. This guest that we have on our program today is amazing and it was very entertaining. So I hope that you really enjoy the broadcast today. I don't want to give anything away. I want you to just stay tuned. Make sure you follow us on our website at beautyforashes.tv or theambermayshow.com. You can find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. You can find Tanya at Telegram at Beauty for Ashes or True Social. You can find her, Tanya Joy, on True Social, Amber May at True Social. Follow us there. Always check the links below because all the information will be in the links below. So make sure you check that out. So up next is a really entertaining show with a very, very special guest. Check it out. Welcome back to the Amber May and Tanya Joy Show. Sorry, it's been a minute since we got together, but summer is summer, and you know, we all have summer things to do, so we took some time off. But we're back, Tanya. Welcome back.
We're back. We had to enjoy some sun in the fun in the sun, right?
Right. And we have a really great guest today joining us is Liza. She's I got to know her through Tanya and Doug Billings, so I'm excited to have her on the program today. It's going to be a great show, but like we always do, Tanya, we got to do our slipper check. Do you have your slipper on?
I always have my slippers on, my pink slippers. I need to get some new ones pretty soon or wash them because, as you can see, they're getting dark because I wear them inside and outside because look at the bottoms.
Yes.
You can wear them. When I have to go out to the garage and get stuff, I wear them. When I go out in the yard, I wear them.
I wear them all the time. So if you need to be like Tanya and I and go to mypillow.com and grab your own slippers. And also if you're in the sun, like me, like Florida people, there's some sandals that they just came out with. Yeah. And so if you want to get the best price on it, either use B for A as a promo code or use Amber as a promo code and you can save money. But these slippers are phenomenal. And winter's coming, fall's coming. So let your feet be warm. So
honestly, even in the summer, because I keep the air really cold, I freeze. And so if I keep my slippers on, my body stays warmer.
Yeah, exactly. I have tile.
We gotta
in my
get
home,
Lisa
so.
Up here.
Yeah, we do. We got to hook her
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I need to get a pair. In fact, I just saw the promo code for the new slippers out, and that's the kind of stuff that I love.
Mm-hmm. Christmas is coming. Christmas shopping is right around the corner, y'all.
That's
go and
right.
get some sheets.
That's
the
right.
Giza sheets are the best sheets. Okay, I'm going to just say this really quick. I'm kind of a sheet snob. I iron my sheets. I want them to be crisp and clean. And the Giza ones are the only ones that iron really crisp and like super, super smooth.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have decided that I'm never buying sheets and towels from anywhere else again.
Right.
Now slippers. Because that the high quality, I have sheets that are actually 30 years old. And the more I wash the Lindell sheets, the MyPillow sheets, the more I can feel the same quality as my sheets that are literally 30 years old. And so I've just decided these are going to last for the 30 years that I have the other ones.
Yeah.
And so I'm very, very excited. I think that it's a good product and I will never buy sheets again. My mom, every year she gets me a set that is like one of her gifts that she gives me. And they're great.
They're great. The towels, the sheets, the slippers. So either B for A or Amber and you'll save up to 66% off. But oh my gosh. So Tanya, a lot of stuff happened. Then we're going to get to, we have a really special guest for you guys, but I do want to mention Tanya was on TMZ and that was a really big deal. So the links are going to be in the description. You need to check that out. She did great. She was fantastic. It was kind of like, tell us about it because as far as I know, you weren't even expecting this TMZ call.
No,
right?
This was so random. And I've got to put a plug in because in December, there's going to be a movie launch So many people know Dr. Mark Sherwood, mm-hmm. and he and his beautiful wife, Michelle, they have been working with a production team and writers, and they have been doing movies, and they've been doing amazing movies, just good, clean content, family fun movies. And so I got to be in their movie that's coming out in December.
That's
it's
so
called
cool.
Heaven's Date, and it's a comedy and it's hysterical. So once we get closer to that and we find out when it airs, we'll make sure we share. But I don't know if TMZ found me because they saw my posts there. When I was there filming, I got to meet Sylvester Stallone. So I don't know, you know, who knows how TMZ found me, other than 22 years ago, I was on an infomercial with Richard Simmons.
You were? And
I was. That was why the connection was there. So 22 years ago, I was on his Back to Broadway infomercial, and I was interviewed and was on, you know, was in the infomercial. The weird thing is I never saw it. So 20 years went by. I never saw it. I just thought, well, maybe it didn't air or I didn't make the cut. Well, then TMZ called me while I was in Tulsa filming. And I thought, I was like, who's calling me from California? What bill have I not paid, you know, or something like that. And so I called him back, and she was a producer from TMZ. And so she was just asking my story, and they were putting together a show about what happened to Richard Simmons, because Richard Simmons disappeared from all TV, all photos. No paparazzi can find him since 2014.
Wow.
That's a long time. There's a lot of rumors, you know, that were spread. And so TMZ decided they were going to take a deep dive and figure out where he was. And so this show was kind of honoring his legacy. Now, I will just say, and if Richard Simmons ever gets to see this, I have tried to reach out to him. I have not heard back. I would love to connect with him again. He was the most kind-hearted, compassionate, truly really caring man. I mean, he would call me weekly when I did his system 22 years ago and talk for hours with me. And he was so kind. So anyway, TMZ said, after we talked, well, would you ever be willing to be on camera and talk about this? And I was like, of course, why not? That's what I do. I told him, I said, actually, I have a talk show. And I said, I have a weekly health and fitness part with Dr. Sherwood. And,
yes, you do.
And so then they said, well, do you think that was partly because of Richard Simmons? And I said, well, probably a little bit. I mean, that's what got me really starting to learn about this. Mm-hmm. So they sent a crew of 10, I think 10 guys. They came to my house. They totally the clips of me in the show are my house. That's my front room. They restructured everything, brought in cameras, and they were there for 4 hours for a 15-minute segment.
Wow.
And I didn't even know if I'd make it to the final cut. So she sent it to me the other day and said, you made it to the final cut. And I'm in two parts. They did a really nice job. Uh-huh. They show some old pictures and before and after. And I was amazed that I made it. So yeah, we'll put the link in there. It's a great show. I'm in the beginning, around the 20-minute mark. And then I'm again at the end section. And I was just honored.
I was like, I know her. It was exciting.
They have all these like famous people in it, Suzanne Summers and Dr. Phil and Denise Austin. And then there's me. Like, okay. So it was good.
God has a plan, girl. God has a plan.
God has a plan. Yep.
Well, so go ahead and introduce our guest, because you were spending some time with her while you were out and doing some auditions and stuff. So go ahead.
Yes. So Lisa, I'm so excited to have her on the show. I've been wanting to get her on the show in some way, shape or form. And we're so excited to be able to introduce her and our special guest who's going to show up shortly. But yeah, Lisa and I met. Actually, this is really funny. I met Lisa at the very first Reawaken event that I visited in July of last year, the one that was held in Tampa. It was godly, awfully hot. Like, I thought I was going to die because it was outside in Florida in July.
It was outside.
Yeah. And it was like 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. And we met because I had a VIP badge. So I was up towards the front, and I don't even remember how we ended up talking, but we talked, and it was so funny because she said, you know, I help with the right side. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. Okay, great. And now I'm friends with Doug, and it's just like so fun that our paths crossed that way. But she was one of the first people I met within this whole movement. And now we've become dear friends. And yeah. I was out in I'm not, I feel like I'm just talking about all these crazy adventures I've been on, but I went out to Lancaster. I'm trying to say it correctly because I was told I was saying it wrong. I was calling it Lancaster.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And I was out there for a big audition a couple weeks ago. And I got to go because it was like 2 hours from Lisa's. So I got to go to her house and stay with her for a couple days. And I can't wait to come back and spend more time. But yes, it's just been a sweet friendship. And she has such a heart for God and family, but for freedom and for our country. And share, like, give everybody a little background of who you are and what you do, because you've got a long history.
Yes, you do. You were fascinating when I met you. I was like, wow, this lady is so fascinating.
Well, that's great. Like, let me think, how can I be fascinating today?
You're awesome. And you're a singer and a performer. Like, you have so many talents.
So many things. Yeah.
Yeah. So my family, actually, I started out in Illinois when I was born. I was born in Illinois. So that's our connection, because you were in Chicago area. I was in the middle part in Champaign-Urbana. So I was born in Illinois, and my family, my father was in, is and kind of still is, he's retired, but my family has always been in the construction business. So industrial commercial building and residential building. And so I lived in the St. Joseph, Illinois area. For those who watch this, a shout out to St. Joe. My cousin is the mayor of that little teeny village now. So shout out to my cousin, Tammy. Yeah. So anyways, I was raised, and my father and mother decided they loved to sing and they loved music, so gospel music. So they put us on a bus, and for 13 years, I traveled on a bus. So I have four brothers and sisters, and it was like four brothers and one sister, so two brothers and one sister. So we would get on a bus every weekend and we would travel. So I sang for many years, and that has actually taken me around the world. So I've sang and performed around the world. But long story short,
and name some of the people that you all sang with.
Oh, I've sang with Amy Grant. I've sang with CeCe Winans. I traveled and did some work with the Gettys. I was able to do right before COVID hit, I was able to sing at Carnegie and at Kennedy Center with the Gettys, who have written In Christ Alone. I traveled with Ron Canole, the white girl with Ron Canole. So I traveled with him back in the 90s. But, you know, I've just had the privilege of singing with just a lot of different people and background, you know, just background stuff. And then my path took me into San Francisco, where I transitioned into headhunting. I was in telecom for a while, just got kind of burnt out with that. So I went into hotel management for a short stint, ended up meeting my husband there. But you don't fraternize with the customers. Remember that, because you will get fired. Okay. You will get fired. And so I went into headhunting and recruiting and partnered with a lady who was in Inc. magazine 4 years. I mean, four times. We were just a great group of gals, one guy and all the rest girls, but we had hunted, and it was in Silicon Valley. So I was in, and forgive me if there's noise in the background, but I was in Silicon Valley. So I did that until I moved to Washington, D.C., and I've lived here for several years as a consultant. So when I started working with Clay and with folks that were partnering with Clay, the thing that I had to offer really was just my consultant background and my contacts in the DC area and around the nation and around the world, because I have had the privilege of singing and performing around the world.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, political instability. All of these can have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up.
Hi, this is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Buy gold, buy silver, buy now, but buyer beware. Precious metals companies are not created equal. As a PhD economist, I have been in the financial, economic, and precious metals business for 3 decades. The philosophy of my firm is people over profit. I encourage you to read my bio to learn more about me at KirkElliottPhD.com.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, 401k, and outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets any longer. Call 720-605-3900 or visit KirkElliottPhD.com.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So kind of cool. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. I have three beautiful children, and my son.
My grandbaby, a beautiful
my
grandbaby.
My new grandbaby. I'm a Gigi. I'm a Graham. I'm a Gigi. And I love the movie Gigi. So, but I think my middle son is serving right now. He's in the old guard and the honor guard at Arlington National Cemetery. So that's been a real blessing that we have a son that is serving right now in the military. So freedom is very, very important to us. And we're seeing right now all of these erosions of our freedom. And we're looking at it from a biblical perspective, a biblical perspective, because we want people to understand that freedom is not free.
Right.
And God talks about it. The word talks about it. And our ancestors, those who fought before us and those who came before us, talk about it. So I think that that is one of the things that we really, really, really need to focus on today. And that's our patriotism and what it means to be a nationalist. It does not mean what the world says being a nationalist means. What
yes.
that means is we love our country. Yes. It doesn't mean that we're putting our country before God, number
right.
one. But we do place our country in high esteem, and we know that freedom is not free. And I have a son who actually is in the honor guard, in the old guard. So what does he do? He works at Arlington National Cemetery, and he buries the dead. He's the young man in the white gloves and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the beautiful ceremony. He's a ceremonial guy. But when he goes before that family, whatever task he's doing, it could be folding the flag, it could be handing the flag over, it could be just holding a casket, whatever he's doing, my son always talks about the families. He loves his country and he loves the families of the fallen. And I think we've gotten away from this. We're not seeing in the media enough of what our kids, our soldiers, boys and girls are out there doing for the country.
So I would say that is true. And also, I have family members in law enforcement, and I have attended many law enforcement funerals, and it's just like the military funerals. It's heartbreaking when one of the good ones go, you know, and they die in the line of duty, and they're doing it in service to their country, whether it's local or national. And so I really do honor your son, because when you go to these funerals of the people that you love and you see how they're being honored for their life that they lived, it is so touching. And yeah. There's just something about it, and it brings just, I can't even put into words what it does when you go to one of those and then you see these men really honoring the one that you love that is gone. There's just no words to express that.
That's right. That's right. So we have to, today we wanted to talk a little bit about freedom and keeping our freedoms. And we don't know, you know, I live in DC, and I'm going to make this statement, and this is maybe a blanket statement to some people, but I can tell you almost 100%. Okay. I'm going to go 99.999999% of the things that you see on television, in the media, in print, it's none of it's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
when I drove out
almost
there,
like anything.
when I was driving out to your place and I got to drive through that gorgeous countryside, I can't wait till I can make that drive again. It was the most beautiful, driving over the Potomac River with like fog. It was early morning. Oh my gosh, it was just stunning. But it was shocking to me because I had never been out east. You know, this was kind of the first time I'd been in that area since I was a kid. How much patriotism I saw. How many flags, how many Trump flags, I was blown away. And that was the first thing I said to you when I got there was,
Lisa, this is not right.
Lisa, wait. For someone who doesn't live in DC and have not been out there, you're telling me there was Trump flags still galore in Washington, DC?
Well, I wasn't in the downtown area, but close, within 20 minutes.
You're kidding me.
No,
because they always talk about how blue it is and how blue it is.
I know. And I do not think it's true.
See, I don't think it's true about places in Arizona. Yes, I know it's probably more bluer than red. But coming back to the legislative hearings in like the Tucson Pima County area, which is southern Arizona, it's always been known as this blue area. But our legislative hearings have come out with information saying there was a lot of fraud in those areas. And if it was so blue, if it was such a dominant stronghold, why did they have to cheat to win that county?
That's right. So, and that's, I think, across the country. That's everywhere. And it's just we talk, like, I've got my Hollywood show. Amber, you and I have talked about this a bit. The narrative from the media is the narrative they are trying to get people to believe. It doesn't mean it's the real narrative.
And why is that? You think about that. What did Alinsky say? Lie, lie, lie. And if you lie to them long enough, they'll eventually believe it. They'll believe it. So you're being fed every single day in media a narrative. And you understand a narrative because you act. When you're an actress, you understand that there's a narrative, and that's the role you play. That's the part you play. If you don't think at 2 a.m. that these folks are not getting talking points every single morning and not sticking to it, just go back 30 days and you will see every single day, every liberal media outlet
all
will
the
say
same.
The same words.
Same script. And you think about it. I asked somebody, I don't remember who this was. I feel like it was on a show a long time ago. And I said, why would they do, like, why? Why would an actor do this? You know? And they said, think about this as an actor who wants to be like a big name actor or whatever. And this includes broadcasters. Broadcasters are not journalists. They're actors.
That's correct.
They get awards. They get Grammy awards.
I mean, look at how beautiful they are. Like, they're actors. They're not journalists. They're not meteorologists. Well, you think about
this. If they weren't actors, they wouldn't be getting Grammys, but they get Grammys, or not Grammys. What is the TV one? Not Grammys. That's music.
Emmys. At the end of it, it's like this person said, think about it. This is the biggest role of their life. They get to influence and be everywhere. People know who your news, the people who follow the news, they know who their local newscasters are as much as they do Hollywood stars now.
That's correct. And there is a design in that. So on the material that's coming out, nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it appears. So in the DC area, when you hear things, let me tell you, when you see that you've got the reds and the blue, Jared Kushner, I saw an interview I think it was today or yesterday with Jared Kushner. He talked about the red team and the blue team. You know, listen, the red team and the blue team in this area, they get along a lot better than you think. This
oh,
is
it's
all
one team.
All for TV. It's all for
all
the show.
Perfect. Yep.
I remember seeing a piece with Pelosi and McCarthy, and they're still in the same state. Let's not forget, folks, that's the blue team and the red team, right? Yep. When they didn't think that they were on camera, I think it was at Ginsburg's funeral. When they didn't think that they were on camera, they were snickering with one another. When the camera panned, they both shot up and they were, but as soon as the camera went by, they were in the back and they start talking again. So,
and that's what it is. I mean, that's how it is on a set.
That's
you're playing your part.
You're the antagonist. You're the protagonist. Yes. Listen, you're still chit-chatting behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So don't think that that's not happening. And don't think that what you see on television is actually what's happening, because everything in Washington is a smokescreen. There's always something different. There's always something behind the scenes. It's below the
Hollywood.
Scene.
Yeah.
Hollywood. It's all Hollywood.
Hollywood runs everything, no matter what. Yeah. You don't have to be in LA for Hollywood to be in charge.
No. So we're seeing that we're talking about freedom today, and we're talking about the erosion of freedom. And we can see that things are happening that are not as they appear. Yeah. And so when people are watching the news, whatever news outlet it is, I mean, we've seen all of the news outlets have compromised in some way. All of them have.
Even Fox, every one of them.
And quite frankly, as people, you know, we compromise. We don't mean to, but we compromise. So we know that's the nature, the endemic nature of man, mm-hmm. is to compromise. So we've seen it. But we also know that, you know, if freedom is going to be freedom, it has to be down to the individual level.
Yes.
It can't be in collectivism. It has to be individualism.
And in the heart.
And you, in the heart. Because, you know, if for those of you that read the word of God, the Bible does not say that everybody's going to gather before God and he's going to decide as a team what you're going to go.
Right.
It is an individual thing. You will stand or bow before God, period. So anybody that tells you that you have to be part of the team when it comes to your politics, it's going to end up being individual. You know,
I totally agree. And on an upside to all of this, I believe that we are, you know, being believers, the three of us, we love God, we get in the word. I believe we are also on the verge of something major shifting. I agree we need to be voting. I agree we need to be involved. Obviously, the word said, Jesus said, occupy until I return.
That's
word
right.
Occupy actually means be in charge. Take charge of those mountains,
right.
Be the leaders in those mountains. In government, that was the worst deceptive practice ever done. The Bible, the church leaders should have remained in government. Mm-hmm. We should be leading the government. We should mm-hmm. be leading Hollywood. We
but
didn't do that.
Loophole there? What was the loophole? A 501c3, they put a little bit of a law, a little regulation in play. Hey, you don't talk about anything political, we'll give you a tax exempt.
Right.
And that little, and so that was their trick. And you see the deception all along the way. And Tanya, I know you've been reading that book that we've been kind of studying, and the deception from the get-go,
so
from
deep.
The very beginning. It's amazing.
But the great thing is so many people are waking up to
That's
it.
That's right.
There's still
That's
more
right.
that needs to be done, but for those that are believers, we need to continue to remember and keep our eyes on the Lord, because this is only going to turn because God has a plan, and he mm-hmm. is going to come in and say no more, because we have become more corrupt than Sodom and Gomorrah, more corrupt, you know, than the evils of the day. And I'm always reminded.
If he did that with Sodom and Gomorrah, what's he going to do to us?
Exactly. That's what I want
to
know.
If he had to burn them down, if he had to torch it, what's he going to do to us?
Yep.
I mean, honestly.
Look at the Red Sea. I mean, he destroyed the people. They weren't just removed. They weren't just, the Israelites weren't just saved and rescued.
That's
right. Evil was destroyed. Yeah. And that's where, that is not something man can do. That is only a mighty supernatural
That's
move
right.
of God. And I think we are on the verge
I
of
do
seeing
too.
That in our country
I think,
and in
I
our
think
world.
People, I think people are waking up, and the wake up process is the goats and the sheep. And according to the Bible, I think it's the good and the bad. You have to decide which team you're going to be on. And this is not a red team, blue team.
No,
people.
This is a God.
This is
God?
A God team. You, uh-huh. That's right. Or my brother calls him mucho diablo. Mucho diablo.
What does that mean?
Diablo's devil.
Much
a
devil.
Big devil.
Much devil. Mucho
big
diablo.
Big devil. Yeah, because Diablo's devil, right?
Right. And much. A big devil. A much big. Devil.
That's what we are. We're facing. I mean, this is, I'm telling you what, I know for me, and I know many others are experiencing this. I feel weary. I feel as though I am fighting a battle every day. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my mind. And I think a lot of people are feeling that, and they're getting tired, you know, because We're in a battle. But remember, I remember the Lord said this to me a year ago when I just moved into this house and I was working and I came in and I was listening to some worship music and, you know, the presence of God just kind of fell. And I started crying and he said to me, you need to remember to take the time and come and sit with me. You need to take the moment and let me, Jesus, refresh you, Tanya, and everyone else, because you are in a battle. And if you don't take those moments, even in the battle, the frontline people are there and then they swap and a new frontline comes in and those people go rest and then it swaps. If we don't take those moments to rest in him and recharge and find out what is he seeing and what is his vision, we aren't going to make it. So we've, you know, I just challenge everybody, get in the word every day. If you don't know how to get in the word, send me an email. I will give you some direction. Like, it is not hard to do, but that we have to.
And take communion. And take your communion every day. And how I take my communion, I'm just going to say it, it's with my collagen.
I was just going to say that. I do the same thing.
You do it too?
I'm sorry, but we have a product, girls, and I'm telling you.
We have to talk about this.
This is my secret weapon. This product, now I am in my mid-50s, okay? I'm in my mid-50s, and this product is so awesome. I was in Nashville working this week. I got home last night, and I have to say, girls, the minute I got home, I opened my refrigerator, I grabbed two bottles of that collagen, and sucked it right down, because that product has made a huge difference. And I tell people, Tanya, I don't want people to really see my pictures, because I'm like, holy bajinkies, I did not look that good. I mean, I am, you know, almost 55 years old, and I cannot believe what that product has done. And Tanya, I know for you, I have seen you age backwards. I mean,
I had somebody at the school that said to me, I know, they were like, just so you know, you're aging in reverse. And I was like, ah, ha, ha, funny. And then like the third person said it. And I'm like,
whoa,
that's because of the collagen. Do you know my mom is taking this? This is crazy, because this also increases hair growth.
Yes, so my mom, I had to get on collagen with keto because I kept losing my hair.
So
they're like, get on collagen.
She won't want me to say her age. I won't tell her age, but she had no hair on her arms anymore. She would get rashes and get real itchy, and she had no hair whatsoever. You should see the hair on her arms. The other day, she goes, look at this. It's longer on this arm than this arm. She goes, I haven't had hair on my arms in 20 years. It's because of this.
Well, what's it called?
This is called your nails. This is called collagen elixir. It's by Isagenics. We'll put in my code, because I've got a direct website people can go to get this. And you start by taking.
What is it? What's your website? What's the code?
Okay. What is the website? Let me look it up and I'll tell it to you. I think it's B4A, but hold on. Let me confirm it.
And while you're doing that, let me just say that this product, now, you know, obviously we cannot make any claims on these products, but I can tell you within I took the product the very first time, and my hair, because let's be honest, I am a natural redhead, folks, but I have gone blonde 30 years ago. You can kind of see it up there, a little red up there, but, within 20 minutes of taking the product, literally I saw my roots coming out. I'm like, seriously?
Well, I've started getting, I'm starting fuzzies, all this new baby growth. Hair.
Yes, this new growth.
Yeah.
Wow. And I've got it back in here.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's and so my web.
Go ahead, sister. I'll tell one more thing.
So for people that want to try it, you go to beauty4ashes.isagenics.com, and we'll put it in the show notes, but the word beauty, number four, ashes.isagenics.com.
And Isagenics is spelled Isagenix.
Mm-hmm. And this is collagen elixir, and you guys will be blown away.
They also have a product that's for your brain, the nootropics product.
I have that right here too.
So
because I take both.
It's so good that
I've been diagnosed over the years with fibromyalgia, and I don't take medicine for it. But one of the side effects is I get very foggy brain. I mean, it can get bad. Like, I'll start saying things that don't make any sense. This makes a difference.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And what is it again?
Let me just say about this company.
Nootropic.
And let me tell you about this company. I've known the owner for over 20 years. Her name is Kathy and Jim Coover. They are great people. And the only reason why I tried her product was because she called me at the beginning of 2021. Okay. So this is just a year and a half ago. She said, "Lisa, I just sold 1 million bottles of a product in 3 days. And I'm like, "Kathy, who has 1 million products to sell in 3 days?" And she said, "This product is going crazy. I started it." She has a son that lived in Australia. Of course, this was right before all of the stuff happening. It was after when we were going through all the stuff. She said, "You know, I just opened the door on this thing and it blew up." Wow. She has sold, I think she sold over 20 million bottles in a year and a half. I mean, wow. It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Well,
you know what I've been doing to stay healthy, especially, you know, I'm surprised people are still getting COVID. Dr. Stella has this amazing supplement, and I'm going to go send one to my friend because she gets sick kind of often. And I want to send it to her because it really knocks out anything that's going on in your body, because it has the natural form of hydroxychloroquine with the zinc. So it opens up your cells, and then the hydroxychloroquine just demolishes whatever is going on in your body. And so I really love Dr. Stella's vitamins. So if you go to her website, mm-hmm. drstellamd.com, and you use promo code Amber May, one word, you'll get a discount on her Kobe Bites. And let me tell you guys, my husband lately has been having trouble sleeping. Her Kobe Sleep Bites knock you out like within minutes. So if you suffer from sleep issues, get her Kobe Sleep Bites. Not only will you be restoring your immune system while you sleep, but you're also going to get a more restful night's sleep. You're not going to toss and turn.
Very
and
important.
It's drstellamd.com.
Promo I got to get some Amber of those May. Sleep Bites.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
Y'all, I just want to come to you for a quick moment and share with you my new most favorite collagen available. This is a special marine collagen. It tastes like grape juice. It is delicious, and you will see an unbelievable change in your skin and in your hair after only a few treatments. I'm going to share with you more information. Hang tight and go to our personal website to get some of this collagen right now.
Look at that little bottle of amazing. Technically, that's not its name. Its real name is Isagenix Collagen Elixir. And inside that tiny little bottle of amazing is crammed so much goodness. It's hard to know where to start. So we'll start with you, or her, or him, or any of them. Inside each of us is a protein called collagen. Collagen is the most abundant protein our body produces. But as you get older, your body produces less collagen, which contributes to wrinkles and saggy skin. All of us at Isagenix believe you deserve healthy skin. That's why we had to find a better way to give you the collagen your body needs. And in pursuit of this better, we looked at all kinds of collagen. And it turns out marine collagen is a close match to human collagen. So we dove in and got to work. We figured out how to source our marine collagen in an environmentally conscious way. Studies show marine collagen is made up of the same types of collagen found in our skin. So the collagen peptides in our elixir are efficiently absorbed, so they work from the inside out. Next, we looked at packaging. And what makes that little bottle even more amazing is it's made of 100% recyclable glass, which is not only better for the environment, but also allows our elixir to be sealed to prevent unwanted oxidation. Now, if you add a premium tiny glass bottle of delicious Isagenix Collagen Elixir to your Isagenix routine, you'd get a boost of 5 grams of marine collagen in every bottle. You'd also get key amino acids to support your body's collagen production, combined with vitamin C, zinc, biotin, and superfruit ingredients like goji, aloe vera, and acerola berry. And imagine unleashing all those essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to your body every single day, all with no fishy aftertaste. You'd be positively glowing with healthy and nourished skin, real well-being from the inside out. People will ask you, what's your secret? Then you can show them our little bottle of amazing, but please remind them that's not technically its name.
Y'all, this is my favorite collagen. I use it twice a day. I'm seeing amazing results. And y'all, it's kind of making me age in reverse. You got to pick some up right now. Go to the website link on your site or in the show notes, beautyforashes.isagenix.com. Pick yourself up a box right now and then let me know the impacts you see. God bless y'all, and I'll see you next time.
You are listening to the Anne Renee Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. They're so amazing. Yeah, minutes, you're out. Oh my gosh, I hear something. Is that a doorbell? Guys,
I have a call. Just a minute. I'm going to go to the door.
Okay.
A little bit.
We'll be right here. While we wait, I just wanted to share with our viewers, if anyone really needs to hear a word from God, when I met you, Tanya, back in March, and I met Lisa, the Lord gave me Habakkuk 2, and I shared it with Clay, and I just want to say, hey, God sees what's going on, and he doesn't just sit there and not does something. He's always doing something. We just might not see it, but he's always in the works, and so I encourage you to go to Habakkuk 2 and read that for some edification.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. All right. What? Yeah. I'm on a call right now. Let me just see. What's going on here? What's going on?
What is this friend of yours? Who is this guy?
This is the Patriot. I'm the Patriot. Hey. I don't know if we can see you, Patriot. Are you in there?
Yeah.
Hey,
I see the Patriot.
What are you doing here? I just came by to say hi.
Hello.
I can't believe what is up with the mask and stuff. I don't want anybody to see me.
Well, why not?
Well, because I went to Harvard. You know, I went to Harvard. Yeah, and yes. They're trying, and you know, my good old administrator in the White House.
What's he doing today, Patriot?
He's giving me a break. A break, a big break. Yeah, he's taking my debt away.
He's taking your debt away.
Oh, he's getting me the money back so I can take the girls out.
Oh, that's good. You gotta take the girls out. You gotta have some money for that.
Ladies.
You love the ladies.
Now I can date again.
Oh. You know, so
I got money in my pocket.
Surely, I wish that I was closer and you could come take me out on a date. I need a date.
I will take you out.
You got it. Next time I'm out there, you and me are going out for coffee.
Well, can we take the mask off?
I like it. I don't want anyone to know who I am.
Well,
then how are you going to be famous, Patriot?
Famous? I'm already famous.
With who?
Well, with Tanya and Amber. Okay, that's
with us. Let us see your beautiful face. Come on, Charlie.
Ow. You're taking, hey, ow.
Look at those eyes.
Oh, yeah. Look at those eyes. Hey.
Look at you're definitely going to get a date with those eyes, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So what's going on today, girls?
So what made you become a patriot?
I'm a patriot because...
Why are you a patriot? Can I say your name on there?
I'm taking...
Can I say Charlie?
All right, say Charlie. Okay, I see... Do you see my pins? Yeah, we see
your pins.
Yeah. So that was from John DeLemmy.
John DeLemmy?
John DeLemmy? You know John DeLemmy?
Yeah. We're twins. Yeah.
You're twins.
Yeah, we are. See that?
Yeah. I see the similarities.
Yeah, we are. So I'm a patriot because I am so sick of this media. I am so sick
of all the garbage coming out of the swamp.
Yes.
I am going to get it removed. I am.
How are you going to do this, Patriot?
First off, I'm going to, well, I don't want to say what I'm going to do, because if I tell them what I'm going to do, then they're going to know what I'm going to do.
And then how are you going to do it?
Well, if I say it, all I can say is this. Watch out, DC.
Woo! Oh my God. Yeah, fire.
Yeah. But now I've got money. Yeah, you know, because my debt's being wiped because I'm a Harvard grad. Okay. So what are you going to do because you're a Harvard grad? Well, I'm going to DC with the money that I've saved or I've just earned. And what are you going to do with that money? I'm going to run for office. You
oh,
are?
Yeah.
I'm going to run. Oh, yes, I am.
I think
I'm
going to
vote like
president.
A Democrat, and I'm going to vote in my elections and your elections.
Like it. And you know what? I'm going to run. Now, I'm thinking I'm going to talk to my friend, the Trumpster. And I'm going to talk to the Trumpster, and I am going to maybe go for the VP position first. Although DeSantis is all over it. He is all over it.
Maybe you should run for governor then. We need a good governor in Florida.
Do you really? Okay, well, if DeSantis goes, could I do that? I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. That's what they all say.
That's what they all say.
Yes. So that's what I'm thinking. You know, I'm just going to go out and make my mark in life. And, you know, I live in a box, so it's tough. I can't breathe half the time. Air quality stinks. Charlie, that has nothing to do with.
Well, it's kind of like when you have to wear. It's kind of like when we had to wear the masks. We couldn't breathe when we had to wear those either.
Yeah. That's why I'm wearing the other mask. You
know? Very smart.
I'm the mask patriot.
You are the Zorro, mask of Zorro patriot.
Zorro rocks. You know what I mean? Yeah, that Tony Owen. Okay, got it, Charlie.
Okay, now, Charlie, I have a question. Do you sing?
I do sing, but what should I do? Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard and the discouraging word and the skies are all cloudy all day.
Woo! That's phenomenal.
You rock.
Oh, you rock. Just say it.
Have you met any famous people, Charlie?
Oh, man. I am. Well, you know, who have I met?
Charlie, you've met so many different people. Yeah, I've kind of hung out with, you know, I hung out with Donald Trump.
Yeah, you have hung out with Donald Trump. I have. And who else have you hung?
What did he say? I bet he really loved you.
I bet.
Well, you know, I look a little bit like him, except my hair.
Well, uh-huh. Next time you go see Donald Trump, can you bring me with you? Because I would love to go visit Donald Trump.
Me too.
It would be great. I'll
be your girlfriend, and you can bring me to meet Donald Trump.
Okay.
He needs two girlfriends. Don't forget me.
Okay, two girlfriends.
He needs one on each arm.
That's exactly right. Lisa, are you okay if we take if Charlie takes us to see?
You know, I am absolutely. Charlie, do you mind just kind of staying away from me for a while?
Do I mind? What is wrong with you? Such a dummy.
Okay. Well, anyway, Charlie, I don't mind at all.
Okay.
Well, listen, Charlie, it is time for you. I want to go. I mean, you did ring the doorbell. You got to visit with your girlfriend. You got to see somebody.
I need to eat. Look at how skinny I am.
Okay. So let's get you something to eat. I can't eat. I can't even walk. Okay. So we're going to let you go. And then we're going to finish our conversation. I don't want to go. I can't even breathe. You can breathe. I cannot. Oh, can you do something else? I just don't want to get that in that suitcase. You can go into the suitcase for a while. I don't like the suitcase. I know. Girls, help! No, they're not going to help. Charlie. Sorry, girl.
Yeah. She's not sorry. I can guarantee you.
I am sorry. No, you're not. I am sorry.
Charlie, how about this? Charlie, would you come back another time and be on the show?
Yeah, we can talk about politics. We can talk about...
What do you want to talk about, Charlie?
Anything. What do you want to talk about?
Maybe we can do it. I would love to do a duet with you, Charlie.
Would you really?
Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
Nothing in between.
You, Thank you, Dolly. Go for it. Am I Kenny?
You can be Kenny. Okay. Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, it's time for you to go. I'm a patriot. We know who you are. Okay.
We thank you for being a patriot.
I am. And you're welcome. I'm going to do more of this. Yes,
you should.
You should. You should take it on the road.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm feeling good. No. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to go. Just
I want you to come on the road with me.
I will come on the road. Can we dump the girl, the blonde? No, Charlie. You know, they're not. You can't. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm serious. No, you're not serious. I'm not serious.
You know you love her, Charlie. You know you love her.
I really don't. I really don't. She keeps me in a box. Charlie, I don't.
She keeps you close at hand, doesn't she?
Yeah, in the closet. Okay. Don't tell all the family secrets.
Yeah, we don't need all the family secrets.
Why not? Let's tell them the truth. The kid is in the closet. Charlie, okay. I want you to say goodbye. I don't want to go. I know. I'm gonna just, okay. Help, girls, help me. Help.
Hi, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Thanks. Oh, yes, man. Thanks.
He was the best. Oh, yes, that yes, was I such am. A... That was awesome.
He is awesome. Seriously, I think that I want to bring Charlie on stage with me next time. I want him to sing with. I want Charlie to come on stage.
I
think
that
he should
him.
Be on stage in October with me, and he
not
can
an
sing
attitude.
Song.
People, the guy has an attitude.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yeah. So
he's awesome. Oh, I'm so glad he popped over.
That talent you have is phenomenal. I wish I could do something like that. I can't throw my voice like you can. That was phenomenal.
Well, let me tell you, in third grade, this is funny because I started doing that professionally. So this is how I got started with that. I was at my grandmother's house. I was probably 5 or 6 years old. Sorry, my hair, you know, I try to do my hair a little different and it does wacky things. So
it looks
sorry about
great.
That. But thank you. But I was in, I think it was Danville, Illinois. I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I was watching the Bozo Show, which was a show that we had local on WGN with Cookie.
I was on
Bozo.
The Bozo Show once.
Were you the grand prize?
I was not.
Yay.
I couldn't even get it in the first. I couldn't even get the little ping pong ball in the
you
first
wanted
bucket.
The bicycle, the Schwinn bike.
I did. I wanted the bicycle so bad.
The bicycle. So I was watching Edgar Bergman was on that show, and I've tried to find a clip of that. I've never seen a clip of it, but he was doing a little show. I think he even had Mortimer Snerd or one of them on, so Charlie McCarthy. But I told my grandmother, I said, I want to do that. And my grandma said, you know, honey, it takes a very special person to do that. And I remember thinking, well, I'm special. I can do this. So my sister had a little puppet, a little redhead, and I'll show you one time. I've got the Charlie McCarthy now. I've got the little redhead puppet, and we called him Charlie because it was Charlie McCarthy. So I wanted Charlie McCarthy. So I started practicing in my closet and for 2 years. And one day we were on our way to St. Louis, Missouri to sing at a church in Fairview Heights, Illinois. So we were at this a Nazarene church, Fairview Heights, Illinois. And I was on the bus and I brought little Charlie to the front of the bus. My father was driving. It was probably 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I said, Dad, I want to introduce you to my friend. And he's like, okay, you know, play along, parents, whatever. And I said, this is my friend, Charlie. So Charlie was singing and I was singing a song that was an old Bill Gaither song called Get All Excited. Get All Excited, going to tell everybody that Jesus Christ, you could talk about people. You could talk about things that really aren't important at all, you know? So I was singing that one and he said, oh, this is really sweet, honey. And my mom was standing there and he said, I said, I'm going to do this morning. And he's like, no, you know, my mom said, Jack, you know, let her do it. She's 8. If she fails, it's no big deal. You know, she'll get over it. And that started it. I started that day and I began to sing The Joy of the Lord is My Strength. And he would, ha, 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 ha. He would laugh and the crowd loved it. So I did that. Literally, they would not even after about 5 years are like, is Charlie coming? I mean, they didn't even want my brothers, my sisters.
They wanted Charlie.
They wanted Charlie. They didn't even want me anymore. It was just Charlie.
It's such a great, you know what? It's such a great form of entertainment and it brings such joy and happiness. And we need that right now so badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Jeff Dunham. He's very talented at that too. And I love all the characters he brings out. And Walter's everybody's favorite, the grumpy old crabby man.
I love Walter.
Yes. And I have Gus and I have Charlie, and every once in a while, Gus and Charlie. So let me tell you a little bit. My mom and dad, when I was 8 years old, so I'm left-handed, and I do a lot of stuff right now. I'm very appendectrous, but I used to just really be mentally left-handed. So my first doll was made by a studio out in Colorado called Littleton. It was called Mayer Studios in Littleton, Colorado, Mayer Studios. There was an old gentleman, his name was Clint, and I think Clint is retired now, but he made my first vent doll. And then when I was 19 for Christmas, my mom and dad gave me my second vent doll, and that's what you see now is Charlie. So I've had him since I was 19.
Oh, wow,
and, you know, awesome. I'm in my 50s, people. So I've been doing Charlie's- this professionally. For 50 years, 45 years, 50 years.
That's amazing. What a talent. Oh my gosh.
Body, you know, so you just kind of get used to, it's very easy to have a dialogue because it just becomes part of your body. You're just used to, you know, dialoguing with yourself, you know, not schizo, I'm a ventriloquist. So.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yes. Anyone who's listening to the audio only version of this show, you need to go check out the video links, and they're in the description, because that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That was absolutely phenomenal.
It's an icebreaker. It's an icebreaker. And it actually, when you really pick a subject, I mean, let me tell you, back in the 80s and 90s, I lived in San Francisco. And we were doing, back then they were already starting diversity training in Silicon Valley. And I used to do diversity training, and it was really an icebreaker, because back then we didn't talk about anything near what is talked about now. It was mostly just someone in the homosexual community or whatever, you know, it was nothing what we see now. But I mean, I used to do diversity training on not just that subject, but feeling sad in the workplace, or, you know, depression, or, you know, stealing from the office, and, you know, what that would look like. But when you bring Charlie into it, I mean, you know, I could cut the CEO down. I could cut anybody down. I did the Christmas parties. I did just the craziest stuff. And I could literally just say whatever I wanted, and people would just clap in and get away with it. It's just like, whoa. So you know,
I love it. I'm so excited. Has Charlie been on any other podcasts yet?
Oh yeah.
No, actually we were with John DeLemme. John was going to have Charlie on the podcast, but we've kind of just missed each other in the night, you know,
we got to be the debut podcast for Charlie.
Charlie the Patriot.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's good. We're going to put him on contract, and he's going to be, we're going to own part of Charlie now. Yeah, Charlie cannot appear on anyone else's show without the Amber May and Tanya Joy approval.
There you go. We'll license him. I heard that. I know you heard that, Charlie.
The way from the box. He heard that. Wow.
He's got a great ear. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I'm going to have to cut this piece of hair off. I don't know about the two girls. But
oh my gosh.
Your hair is so cute though. Hey, but Lisa, how did you go from being an entertainer to being a consultant in DC? And what kind of consultant are you in DC?
Well, it's very interesting. So going from that position, I was in recruiting, and my husband, at the time when I met him, he was working at a major corporation that's partnered with Stanford. So it's Stanford, and it was a research corporation. And then we moved to the DC area, and I was recruiting. I was headhunting here in the DC area. And that kind of turned into a consulting position where people just ask for advice. You know, a consultant, I'm an executive and a business consultant, upper management, and I would look at different companies and see what their structure was and where they wanted to go. And basically, you know, looking at, you know, how to create different verticals for them, different streams of income for them, looking at upper management, things that they needed to change. But what has happened is I've kind of moved into a political consulting as well, where I'm helping on different campaigns around the nation and you know, finding out what people need to move the ball forward for their campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. So it, you know, as we go along the way, our lives warp. Now, I still own a boutique, and if you get me a good resume, I'll definitely move it. And then my husband has been in cyber and in the intelligence community for 40 years. So he's, you know, his background has been in the intel, I don't want to call it an industry, but the defense industry. and now owns a cyber tech company. And
you guys are an amazing power couple.
Yeah, we stay pretty busy, which is great. I mean, and we're trying to all make a difference in this world. That's our goal. All of us are trying to do that. So whatever line we're doing, our goal is to, you know, improve the ground that we walk upon, and it's left a better place and a safer place and a kinder place when we leave. That's the goal. So, I don't get to do Charlie. I take two concerts a year. And usually one of them is in Nashville, and my folks all sing, and my family, they all sing, and my sister does studio work. My sister, actually, I went to Nashville this weekend to see her in Roger and Hammerstein's. She was the Maria, or the fairy godmother, and she did a phenomenal job. She's got a great voice, and she did a fantastic job.
So when you say studio work, are you talking about like movie studios, TV studios? What kind of studio work are you talking about?
So she's worked with a guy named Stephen V. He's won, I don't know how many Dove Awards, 15, 20 Dove Awards. He did music with the VeggieTales stuff. And Stephen V. Taylor, she does background vocals for them. She works with World Outreach Church. So she's done background for Michael W. Smith, Mandisa. I mean, she's done a bunch of background vocals. Wow. She's done a lot of stuff.
She's amazing. I follow her on social media now.
Yeah, Susie's really fun. And she did a great job with this latest. Wow. So she's a really inspiring gal. So I snuck off to Nashville for the weekend just to see her in that play. But from that, I had a couple different meetings that I was able to teach. I was actually able to meet with and attend church with Robin Bullock. So I was able. Sunday with him.
Did you get to meet him at all? Or
mm-hmm. Spent some time talking with him and his precious family. And
I love the words he gives, man. Oh, he gives some good words. I love watching his videos.
Me too.
Well, I was with Dr. Judy Laird, and I was also with Joni with 917 Society and Carol.
What is that? What is 917?
The 917 Society. Girls, there's so much that we can talk about, and we got to watch our time.
I know. We're going to have to come back.
We're going to have to come back to talk about that. But every year on 917, September 17th, every year the Constitution is supposed to be taught in our schools. And the 917 Society is making that happen. They're out of Nashville. We'll talk about that again. I'll get you the information on that. We are going to have to do a hard stop because I've got a 1:30 that I think we're pretty close to getting there.
Yeah.
So
thank you so much for joining us. Wait, you just put yourself on mute.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
Thank
so
you for
fun.
Joining us.
We appreciate you very much. That was good.
Well, I'm going to get going, but I'll be back just anytime. Just let me know. This has been really fun.
I think the three of us should do like a Christian view.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the Christian view because we all have them. So let's do it. I love it.
I love it. I love Tanya. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us.
That's
what a great show, Tanya. That was so phenomenal.
So fun.
I love doing shows with you.
Me too. Whenever we do shows, they're just so fun and so easy. And it is. It makes it unique. It gives us a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's always good, I think, when we have the ability to bounce off each other. And here's what I'm doing. Here's what you're doing. And just compare our experience and what we're walking through, because we're all in this battle together.
We are. And it gives us all encouragement to keep going. And so I missed you last month, but hey, we're back again. So that's exciting. And I look forward to doing another show next month with you. Cause this is fun. We never know what we're going to do. And then something always comes up and there's always something to talk about, and it's always a good time. So
it is. And it's just, I love it. It's great. I love you, girl. And I'm so glad we get to do this together.
Yeah, me too. Well, I don't want to keep you because I know you have something to do. So
I've got child duty. I'm heading up to pick up the kids at their little school camp. So that's where I'm off to next.
How fun. Well, anyways, it was great having to do a show with you. Thank you so much for putting this together and getting Lise on board. I appreciate you. And guys, hey, we appreciate you watching the show. Please like, share, and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe. That really
helps.
And
go to our websites. You can go directly to my website, Beauty for Ashes, all one word, no numbers. All one word, beautyforashes.tv. Or you can search me for Beauty for Ashes and Tanya Joy. Put those two words together, you'll find me. And Amber, your website is awesome.
Thank you. The AmberMayShow.com. Join us on our Telegram groups, Beauty for Ashes, The Amber May Show. Join us there. We carry more content. Yes, True Social. We're there
too. I'd say Truth is probably Truth Social, and I'm still on Facebook. I haven't been kicked off. I haven't had any real issues on Facebook. I have been kicked off YouTube again.
Oh, I was banned from YouTube.
Do you know what I really love? I love Clout Hub. Are you on Clout Hub?
No.
You need to get your show on Clout Hub. There are a lot of amazing things happening over there. So if you're not on Clout Hub, join over on Clout Hub. There's channels. There's a chat feature. There's a lot of things within Clout Hub. It's almost like a YouTube, Facebook, Twitter combination. It's very, very cool. Yeah, get over on Clout Hub. I've got a lot of stuff on Clout Hub too.
Okay, I'll check it out. Yeah. Well, it was great having a show with you guys. We will see you next month. Take care.
God bless y'all. Bye.